Revelation chapter 2 tonight.
Prakash 2 adhyay ma ami jao ba.
And we're looking at the seven churches, Jesus' messages to the seven churches of Revelation.
अनि हामीले प्रकाशको पुस्तकमा रहेको सातवटा मण्डलीलाई प्रभु येशूका सन्देशहरू हेर्दै छौं.
And Jesus gave the message to Ephesus, and now we see the last part of his message to Ephesus. Verse 7.
एफेससलाई आफ्नो सन्देश दिनुभयो अनि त्यसको अन्तिम भाग 7 पदमा हेर्दै छौं.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
जसको कानले उसले सुनोस् आत्माले मण्डलीहरूलाई के भन्नुहुन्छ जसले जे पाउँछ उसलाई म परमेश्वरको स्वर्गलोकको बीचमा भएको जीवनको रुखबाट खान दिनेछु.
And so this is the way Jesus finishes his message to this church.
त्यसैले यस मण्डलीलाई यीशुले दिनुभएको सन्देशको टुङ्गो यसरी लगाउनुहुन्छ.
He that has an ear, let him hear.
जसको कान छ उसले सुनोस्.
Have you had an ear this week already?
के यस हप्ता नै तपाईँले कान पाउनु भएको छ?
Do you have an ear?
के तपाईँसँग कान छ?
Are you hearing what the Spirit says?
सुन्दै हुनुहुन्छ आत्माले के भन्दै हुनुहुन्छ?
We looked at the overcomer.
त्यो जे पाउने व्यक्तिलाई हामीले हेर्यौँ.
And the overcomer is a born again child of God who shows it in his life.
जे पाउने व्यक्ति चाहिँ एउटा नयाँ जन्म पाएको परमेश्वरको सन्तान हो जसले आफ्नो जीवनमा त्यो कुरा देखाउँछ.
Shows it.
देखाउँछ.
And it will always show.
अनि त्यो जहिले पनि देखिन्छ.
We see people get saved.
मानिसहरूले मुक्ति पाएको हामी देख्छौं.
And then we don't have to beat them to desire to obey God. They want to obey God.
अनि उनीहरूलाई चाहिँ परमेश्वरको आज्ञा पालन गर भनेर चाहिँ उनीहरूलाई चाहिँ जबरजस्ती पिटपाट गर्नु पर्दैन. उनीहरू आफै परमेश्वरको आज्ञा पालन गर्छन्. मलाई याद छ सुजीले जब मुक्ति पाउनुभयो.
And she wanted to come to church.
उहाँ मण्डली आउन चाहनुहुन्थ्यो.
She's always been faithful.
उहाँ जहिले पनि विश्वासयोग्य हुनुभएको छ.
That's evidence of a true Christian.
त्यो चाहिँ एउटा साँचो क्रिश्चियनको प्रमाण हो.
And that's the overcomer.
अनि ऊ नै एउटा जय पाउने
व्यक्ति. The overcomer has great promises.
जय पाउने व्यक्तिलाई चाहिँ ठूला प्रतिज्ञाहरू दिएका छन्.
So we started looking at the tree of life.
अनि हामीले चाहिँ जीवनको रुखलाई चाहिँ हेर्न थालेका थियौँ.
Tree of life mentioned 10 times in the Bible.
जीवनको रुख चाहिँ 10 पटक बाइबलमा उल्लेख छ.
And I want us to understand this tree of life.
यो जीवनको रुखलाई हामीले बुझेको म चाहन्छु.
I looked at 30 commentaries about this.
यसको बारेमा मैले 30 वटा टिप्पणी पुस्तकहरू अध्ययन
गरे. 30 commentaries.
30 वटा टिप्पणी पुस्तकहरू.
And I got almost no good information.
अनि मैले झन्डै खासै केही असल ज्ञान त्यहाँबाट पाइन.
Well, I don't depend on commentaries.
अब म टिप्पणीमै भर पर्दिन.
I know the rules of understanding God's word.
परमेश्वरको वचन कसरी बुझ्न सकिन्छ भन्ने त्यसको नियमहरू म बुझ्दछु.
Most of those commentaries said, well, it means something about having eternal life.
धेरै जसो ती टिप्पणीहरूले चाहिँ त्यो चाहिँ अनन्त जीवन पाउने भन्ने विषयमा केही कुरा हो.
No, not really.
तर खास होइन.
It's a tree.
त्यो रुख हो.
A tree of life.
त्यो जीवनको रुख.
That's how to understand it.
त्यसरी नै बुझ्ने.
It is a tree.
त्यो एउटा रुख हो.
That's the first thing it is. It's a tree.
त्यो सबभन्दा पहिलो बुझ्नुपर्ने कुरा के हो भने त्यो एउटा रुख हो.
The second way to understand it, it's a special tree. It's a tree of life.
अनि दोस्रो कुरा चाहिँ यसरी बुझिन्छ त्यो चाहिँ एउटा विशेष रुख हो. त्यो चाहिँ जीवनको रुख हो.
It's a tree.
त्यो रुख हो.
Of life.
जीवनको रुख.
We know what trees are, so there's where we start.
अब रुखहरू भनेको त हामीलाई थाहा छ अनि त्यहीबाट हामी सुरु गर्नुपर्छ.
This is not poetry. This is a real tree.
यो चाहिँ कुनै कविता होइन यो त साँच्चैको रुखको कुरा हो.
That we, if you're born again, you will eat from this tree one day.
नयाँ जन्म पाउनु भएको छ भने एक दिन तपाईँले यो रुखबाट खानुहुन्छ.
Tree of life. We saw that the tree of life was in the Garden of Eden.
हामीले देख्यौँ कि रुख जीवनको रुख चाहिँ अदनको बगैँचामा थियो.
And the tree of life also is in heaven today.
साथै जीवनको रुख चाहिँ आज स्वर्गमा पनि छ.
Paradise. Heaven is paradise.
स्वर्गलाई चाहिँ यहाँ paradise भनिएको छ.
It is beautiful beyond the comprehension. But it's a real place that has real trees. It has real palaces. And also that tree of life will be in the New Jerusalem. Let's read about it. Revelation 22:1-2. The eternal city of the redeemed. Revelation 22:1-2. Here's this tree again.
He
showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
अनि उनले मलाई परमेश्वर र धुमाको सिंहासनबाट बिल्लौर जस्तै सङ्गलो जीवनको पानीको स्वच्छ नदी निस्किरहेको देखा. त्यसको सडकको बीचमा र नदीका दुवैपट्टि जीवनको रुख थियो, जसले 12 प्रकारका फलहरू फलाउँथ्यो र हरेक महिना आफ्नो फल दिन्थ्यो. अनि त्यस रुखका पातहरू चाहिँ जाति जातिलाई निको पार्नका निम्ति थिए.
So here again, the tree of life will be in the New Jerusalem. The city is bigger than comprehension. And the tree of life is there by the river of life. This place is all about life. And there it is, tree of life. It's not a symbol of anything. When God uses symbols, He makes it clear that it's a symbol.
परमेश्वरले जब चित्र दृश्य प्रयोग गर्नुहुन्छ त्यसको अर्थ त्यही खुलाउनुहुन्छ.
The stars were symbols of the messengers, and the golden sticks, seven golden sticks, were the symbols of the churches.
ताराहरु चाहिँ ती मण्डली अगुवाहरूको प्रतीक थिए भने ती साम सुनका सामदानहरू चाहिँ मण्डलीहरूलाई जनाउने प्रतीक थियो.
Those were symbols and they are explained.
तिनीहरू चाहिँ चित्रणहरू थिए अनि त्यसलाई व्याख्या गरिएको छ.
This is a tree. This is not a symbol. This is a tree.
यो रुख हो, यो चाहिँ कुनै चित्र होइन.
And a tree. So imagine how beautiful it is.
अब कल्पना गर्नुहोस् यो कति सुन्दर छ.
Beautiful tree.
सुन्दर रुख.
When we lived in Washington for 10 years, I studied trees.
10 वर्ष हामी वाशिङटनमा बस्दाखेरि रुखहरू अध्ययन गरे.
If you study things, you understand more about life and you appreciate life better.
तपाईले केही अध्ययन गर्नुभयो भने तपाईले चाहिँ जीवनलाई अझ राम्रोसँग बुझ्नुहुन्छ र जीवनलाई तपाईले अझ आनन्द लिन सक्नुहुन्छ.
If you don't study, you're just ignorant all your life and you never know anything and you don't even know what you're looking at.
अनि यदि अध्ययन गरेन भने जीवनमा चाहिँ हामीले हेरिरहेको कुरा पनि हामीले बुझ्दैनौँ, हामी चाहिँ अज्ञानी
भइरहन्छौँ.
तपाईँको रोजाइ हो, तपाईँ अध्ययन गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ कि त अज्ञानतामा
बसिरहनुहुन्छ.
रुखहरू परमेश्वरले बनाउनु भएको ती एकदमै रोचक छ. तिनीहरू एकदमै बुद्धिमान छन्.
They don't have brains.
तिनीहरूको बुद्धि त छैन.
They're very intelligent.
तर उनीहरू बुद्धिमान छन्.
And I don't have time to teach you that.
अब त्यसको बारेमा सिकाउन पनि समय छैन.
But they're beautiful.
उनीहरू एकदम सुन्दर छन्.
And we had property, we had a house there.
अनि हाम्रो त्यहाँ चाहिँ जग्गा थियो, हाम्रो घर थियो.
It was near the ocean.
समुद्रको नजिकमा.
Very near the ocean. We could hear the ships at night.
यति नजिक कि हामीले चाहिँ राति जहाज आइरहेको सुन्थ्यौँ.
And I planted trees on that property.
अनि त्यो जग्गाको ठाउँमा मैले रुखहरू रोपेँ.
Different kinds of trees.
फरक फरक खालको रुखहरू.
I wanted to have color from those trees every month.
What do you want?
Color.
मैले चाहिँ त्यो रुखहरूबाट चाहिँ हरेक महिना रङ देख्न चाहन्थेँ.
And there's colors from the flowers and they bloom at different times.
त्यसको फुलहरूबाट रङ देखिन्छ, हरेक फरक फरक समयमा उनीहरू फुल्छन्.
And some of them have colored leaves.
कुनै कुनैको चाहिँ रङ भएको पातहरू हुन्छ.
Some of them have colored bark.
अनि कुनै कुनैको चाहिँ उनीहरुको बोक्रामा पनि रङ छ.
A lot of color in trees.
त्यसैले फरक फरक रङहरु धेरै रङहरु.
One time I went to California and I brought a tree back from California.
Actually California गएर त्यहाँबाट एउटा रुख किनेर ल्याए.
And I planted it there and it's still there.
अनि मैले त्यसलाई रोपे अहिले सम्म
त्यही छ. It's very big now.
अहिले धेरै ठूलो भइसक्यो.
It's a beautiful redwood tree.
त्यो चाहिँ सुन्दर redwood रुख हो.
It's they get to be very giant, they're very beautiful and tourists go to California to see them.
तिनीहरू एकदम ठूलो भीमकाय रूपमा बढ्छन् अनि टुरिस्टहरू चाहिँ क्यालिफोर्नियामा त्यस्तो रुख हेर्न जान्छन्.
One time I was preaching there and I bought a little one and planted it.
एकचोटि म त्यहाँ प्रचार गर्न गएको थिएँ र त्यसैले मैले सानो एउटा किने र मैले रोपेँ.
Love trees.
रुखहरू मन पर्छ.
And this is a tree.
अनि यो एउटा रुख हो.
And we cannot imagine how beautiful, but I believe this is the most beautiful tree. This is a tree of life.
पनि गर्न सक्दैनौ तर म विश्वास गर्छु यो सबैभन्दा सुन्दर रुख हो. यो जीवनको रुख हो.
Very beautiful.
एकदम सुन्दर.
And just imagine how beautiful the situation. See, it's on the sides of the river there.
Aba yesko jun thau ma raheko cha kati sundar cha yo chai tyo nadi ko chheu ma cha.
The whole place is a garden. The whole New Jerusalem, the whole heaven is a garden.
Yo purai thau naya Jerusalem purai swarga chai euta bagicha ho.
If you go to Singapore, you see a place that's like a garden.
Singapore ma janu bhayo bhane tya chai euta बगैचा जस्तो ठाउँ देख्नुहुन्छ.
And it's very beautiful. It's just an island, but it's like the whole place is a garden.
त्यो एउटा टापु मात्र हो तर यो पुरै ठाउँ एउटा बगैचा जस्तो देखिन्छ.
But it's nothing like paradise.
तर paradise जस्तो चाहिँ त्यो केही पनि होइन.
But we give a little idea.
तर सानो झलक चाहिँ पाउँछ.
Imagine how sweet the smell from this tree.
यो रुख बाट आउने बास्ना कति मिठो होला कल्पना गर्नुहोस्.
Many trees have beautiful smell.
धेरै रुखहरुको एकदम मिठो बास्ना हुन्छ.
When I grew up there was orange trees in Florida.
म हुर्कँदै गर्दा फ्लोरिडामा चाहिँ सुन्तला रङको रुखहरु थियो.
It was the orange tree capital of the world.
त्यो चाहिँ संसारकै सुन्तला रुखको राजधानी मानिन्थ्यो संसारमै.
And when the blossoms would come in the spring, the smell was so beautiful and powerful.
वसन्त ऋतुमा त्यसका फूलहरू फक्रदाखेरि यति मिठो बास्ना चाहिँ एकदम कडा मिठो बास्ना आउँथ्यो.
But its fruit, it has fruit, this tree.
तर यसको फल छ यो रुखको.
And so imagine how delicious that fruit must be. It must be the most delicious fruit.
कल्पना गर्नुहोस् कति मिठो यो फल हुनुपर्छ. सबैभन्दा मिठो फल.
God made thousands and thousands and thousands of trees.
परमेश्वरले हजारौँ 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 किसिमका रुखहरू बनाउनु भयो.
This is the special tree, tree of life.
तर यो चाहिँ त्यो विशेष रुख हो, यो जीवनको रुख हो.
So it's a tree.
त्यसैले यो रुख हो.
And we can understand that we're going to see a tree.
अनि हामीले एउटा रुख नै देख्ने छौ.
Many of them.
थुप्रै देख्ने छौ.
But it's a tree of life.
तर यो चाहिँ जीवनको रुख हो.
So it's very special tree.
त्यसैले यो ज्यादै विशेष.
And this is what I want us to understand.
अब यही कुरा हामीले बुझेको म चाहन्छु.
What is life?
जीवन के हो?
This is a tree of life. You cannot understand what this tree is unless you understand what is life.
जीवन के हो भनेर बुझिएन भने यो रुख जीवनको रुख भएकोले त्यो बुझ्न सकिँदैन.
Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
यीशुले भन्नुभयो तिनीहरूले जीवन पाउन भनेर म आए र उनीहरूले प्रशस्त गरी पाउन भनेर आए.
John 10:10.
योहन्ना 10:10.
I have come that they might have life.
उनीहरूले जीवन पाउन भनेर म आए.
What does that mean?
त्यसको माने के हो?
We don't have life.
हामीसँग जीवन छैन.
When you're born into this world, you don't have life.
हामी यो संसारमा जब जन्मिन्छौँ हामीसँग जीवन हुँदैन.
तपाईँ
भन्नुहुन्छ सबैजना
जिउँदैन.
तर त्यो नै जीवन होइन.
It's not life.
त्यो जीवन होइन.
Jesus said, I've come that they might have life.
प्रभु यीशुले भन्नुभयो तिनीहरूले जीवन पाउन भनेर म आए.
If we already had life, why did he come?
हामीसँग जीवन पहिले थियो भने उहाँ किन आउनु पर्यो?
We don't have life.
हामीसँग जीवन छैन.
We don't even know what life is.
जीवन के हो समेत हामी जान्दैनौ.
Life without Christ is not life.
क्रिस्ट बिना को जीवन चाहिँ जीवन होइन.
It's death.
त्यो मृत्यु हो.
When we're born, we're dead.
जब हामी जन्मिन्छौ हामी मरेका हुन्छौ.
That's what the Bible says.
बाइबलले बताउँछ.
Dead.
मरेको.
And you've got to be born again to have life.
अनि तपाईले जीवन तपाईसँग हुन तपाईले नयाँ जन्म पाउनु पर्छ.
Only the believer has life.
एउटा विश्वासीसँग मात्रै जीवन हुन्छ.
I am come that they might have life.
तिनीहरूले जीवन पाउन भनेर म आएको हुँ.
And that they might have it more abundantly.
अनि तिनीहरूले प्रशस्त गरी पाउन भनेर आएको हुँ.
More abundantly.
झन प्रशस्त गरी.
And that is like increasing.
त्यो चाहिँ बढ्दै बढ्दै जाने जीवन हो.
In life, remember that. That's increasing in life.
त्यो चाहिँ जीवनमा बढ्दै बढ्दै जाने कुरा हो.
You get life from Christ and then it has to increase. And then it increases.
क्रिस्टबाट हामीले जीवन पाउँछौँ अनि त्यसपछि त्यो बढ्दै जानुपर्छ.
Look at John 3:36.
योहन्ना 3:36 मा हेर्नुहोस्.
This is very important to understand.
यो बुझ्न एकदम महत्त्वपूर्ण कुरा हो.
John 3:36.
योहन्ना 3:36.
He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him.
जसले पुत्रमाथि विश्वास गर्दछ उसँग अनन्त जीवन हुन्छ, अनि जसले पुत्रलाई विश्वास गर्दैन त्यसले जीवन देख्ने छैन, तर परमेश्वरको क्रोध त्यसमाथि रहन्छ.
He that believeth not the Son shall not see life.
जसले पुत्रलाई विश्वास गर्दैन त्यसले जीवन देख्ने छैन.
That means you don't have life unless you believe in the Son.
यसको माने पुत्रमा विश्वास गर्नु भएन भने तपाईसँग जीवन छैन.
But you have the wrath of God abiding upon you.
बरु तपाईमाथि परमेश्वरको क्रोध झुन्डिरहेको छ.
He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life.
जसले पुत्रमाथि विश्वास गर्दछ उसँग अनन्त जीवन हुन्छ.
That is the life that pertains to the tree of life.
यो नै जीवन हो जो चाहिँ त्यो जीवनको रुखसँग चाहिँ सम्बन्धित छ.
The life of Christ.
क्रिस्टको जीवन.
Look at John 5:24.
योहन्ना 5:24 मा हेर्नुहोस्.
Verily, John 5:24.
योहन्ना 5:24.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
साँचो साँचो म तिमीहरूलाई भन्दछु, जसले मेरो वचन सुन्छ र मलाई पठाउनु हुने माथि विश्वास गर्छ उसँग अनन्त जीवन छ, र ऊ न्यायमा पर्ने छैन तर मृत्युबाट जीवनमा सरिसकेको हुन्छ.
And so by believing in Jesus Christ, we pass from death to life.
यसैले येशु ख्रीष्टमा विश्वास गरेर हामी मृत्युबाट जीवनमा सर्छौँ.
That means we are in death and then we believe on Christ and we pass into life.
यसको माने हामी पहिला मृत्युमा रहेका थियौँ, हामीले ख्रीष्टमा विश्वास गर्यौँ अनि त्यसपछि हामी जीवनमा सर्यौँ.
And that life is where the tree of life is.
अनि त्यो जीवन चाहिँ त्यो हो जहाँ जीवनको रुख छ.
Look at 1 John chapter 5.
पहिलो योहन्ना 5 अध्यायमा हेर्नुहोस्.
Verses 11-13.
11-13.
We cannot understand what is the tree of life if we don't understand what is life.
जीवन के हो नबुझिकन जीवनको रूप बुझ्न सकिन्न.
1 John 5 verses 11-13.
पहिलो योहन्ना 5 को 11-13.
And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God.
अनि गवाही यही हो, परमेश्वरले हामीलाई अनन्त जीवन दिनुभएको छ, र यो जीवन उहाँको पुत्रमा छ. जससँग पुत्र हुनुहुन्छ उसित जीवन छ, जससँग परमेश्वरको पुत्र हुनुहुन्न उसित जीवन छैन. मैले तिमीहरूलाई अर्थात् परमेश्वरका पुत्रको नाममा विश्वास गर्नेहरूलाई यी कुराहरू लेखेको छु, तिमीहरूसित अनन्त जीवन छ भन्ने कुरा तिमीहरूलाई थाहा होस्, र परमेश्वरका पुत्रको नाममा तिमीहरूले विश्वास गर.
So this is God's record.
त्यसैले यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको गवाही हो.
He cannot lie.
उहाँले झुट बोल्न सक्नुहुन्न.
And he that believes on the Son, the record is, God hath given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. That's the record.
अनि गवाही चाहिँ यो 11 पद परमेश्वरले हामीलाई अनन्त जीवन दिनु भएको छ र यो जीवन उहाँको पुत्रमा छ.
He that hath the Son has life.
जसँग पुत्र हुनुहुन्छ उसित जीवन छ.
He that has not the Son of God has not life.
जसँग परमेश्वरका पुत्र हुनुहुन्न उसित जीवन छैन.
Life without Christ is not life.
Christ बिनाको जीवन चाहिँ जीवन होइन.
Notice that this life is something I have now.
यहाँ ख्याल गर्नुहोस् कि यो जीवन चाहिँ यस्तो कुरा हो जो चाहिँ मसँग अहिले नै हुने कुरा हो.
It's not in the future, it's now. I have it now. It's a gift.
भविष्यमा हुने कुरा होइन, अहिले नै मसँग हुने कुरा हो, यो वरदान हो.
He that hath the Son has life.
जससँग पुत्र हुनुहुन्छ उसित जीवन छ.
That you may know that you have eternal life. That's God's will. You may know that you have eternal life.
तिमीले अनन्त जीवन छ भन्ने कुरा तिमीहरूलाई थाहा होस्, यो परमेश्वरको इच्छा हो.
I can be saved and I can know it.
मैले मुक्ति पाउन सक्छु र मैले मुक्ति पाएको छु भनेर म जान्न सक्छु.
If I believe God's record.
यदि परमेश्वरको यो गवाहीलाई मैले विश्वास गर्छु भने.
And so the believer has life.
त्यसले परमेश्वरसँग के रे विश्वासीसँग जीवन छ.
But the believer also looks forward to life.
तर अर्कोतिर विश्वासीले चाहिँ जीवनको प्रतीक्षा पनि गर्दै हुन्छ.
Look at a couple more verses.
अझै एक दुई र पद हेरौँ.
Colossians 3 verse 3.
कलोसी 3 को 3.
We have life.
हामीसँग जीवन छ.
But we're looking ahead to life.
तर हामी जीवनलाई अघिल्तिर हामी हेर्दै छौ.
No contradiction.
यसमा कुनै अन्तर विरोध छैन.
Colossians 3:3.
कलोसी 3 को 3.
Those who don't believe in eternal security of the believer do not believe the Bible.
जसले चाहिँ विश्वासीको अनन्त सुरक्षा हुन्छ भन्ने कुरा विश्वास गर्दैनन् उनीहरूले चाहिँ बाइबल विश्वास गर्दैनन्.
They don't understand the Bible.
उनीहरू बाइबल बुझ्दैनन्.
But here it says, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God.
किनकि तिमीहरू मरेका छौ र तिमीहरूको जीवन ख्रीष्टसँग परमेश्वरमा लुकेको छ.
And so here it says our life is hid in God.
यहाँ भनेको छ
with Christ and he's in heaven.
कि हाम्रो जीवन चाहिँ ख्रीष्टसँग परमेश्वरमा लुकेको छ अनि उहाँ त स्वर्गमा हुनुहुन्छ.
We have life. The Bible plainly says that.
हामीसँग जीवन छ भन्ने कुरा बाइबलले प्रष्टै बताउँछ.
But that life is hid with Christ in God.
तर त्यो जीवन चाहिँ ख्रीष्टसँग परमेश्वरमा लुकेको छ.
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 4.
दोस्रो क्रान्ति 5 अध्यायको 4 पदमा हेर्नुहोस्.
I hope you brought your ears.
तपाईहरुले आफ्नो कानहरु लिएर आउनु भएको होला आशा गर्छु.
2 Corinthians 5:4.
दोस्रो क्रान्ति 5 को 4.
For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we should be that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life.
किनकि हामी यस डेरामा हुनेहरू भारले थिचिएर सुस्केर हाल्छौँ, फुगा लिन चाहेकोले होइन तर ओढाइन चाहेकोले, जो मरणशील छ त्यो चाहिँ जीवनद्वारा निलियोस् भनेर.
And so in this present life we're in a situation of groaning.
त्यसैले यो वर्तमान जीवनमा चाहिँ हामी सुस्केर हाल्ने अवस्था भएर गइरहेको छौँ.
Groaning, that's our condition.
हाम्रो अवस्था चाहिँ सुस्केराहरूको अवस्था छ.
We have life, but we also have death.
हामीसँग जीवन छ तर हामीसँग मृत्यु पनि छ.
And that life is dwelling in this body of death.
त्यो जीवन चाहिँ यो मृत्युको शरीरमा बास गरिरहेको छ.
Romans 7:4 Paul said this is a body of death.
रोमी 7:4 मा पावलले भने यो चाहिँ मृत्युको शरीर हो.
It's dying, there's sin there, it's dying, it's a body of death.
यो मर्दैछ, यसमा पाप छ, यो चाहिँ मृत्युको शरीर हो.
And you will live in it a short time and you will die unless Jesus catches us away.
तपाईको जीवन तपाई केही थोरै बेरलाई बाँच्नुहुन्छ त्यसपछि मर्नुहुन्छ त्यो भन्दा अगाडि ख्रीष्ट आउनुभयो.
The body of death and it's dying.
यो चाहिँ मृत्युको शरीर हो त्यसैले यो मर्दैछ.
Because of sin, wages of sin is death.
पापको कारणले हो पापको ज्याला मृत्यु हो.
So there we have this life but it's in this body of death and we're groaning in this.
त्यसैले हामीसँग यहाँ जीवन छ तर यो मृत्युको शरीरमा छ त्यसैले हामी सुस्केर हाल्दैछौँ.
What do we want?
हामी के चाहन्छौँ?
We want the resurrection body.
हामी चाहिँ बौरी उठाएको शरीर चाहन्छौँ.
We want to be clothed upon with that resurrection body.
हामी चाहिँ त्यो बौरी उठाएको शरीरले हामी पहिराइन चाहन्छौँ.
That's what we're looking for. That's our hope.
हामी यही कुराको प्रतीक्षा गर्दै छौँ. हाम्रो आशा यही हो.
But here we're groaning.
तर यहाँ चाहिँ सुस्केर हाल्दै छौँ.
Groaning in this body of death.
यो मरणशील शरीरमा हामी चाहिँ सुस्केर हाल्दै छौँ.
But look at this. It says that mortality. See, when the resurrection body comes, the mortality will be swallowed up of life.
जब बौरी उठाएको शरीर हामी पाउँछौँ त्यस बखत चाहिँ मरणशील जे छ त्यो जीवनद्वारा निलिनेछ.
Until we had life.
हामीसँग जीवन छ भने होइन?
We do.
छ.
If you're saved, you do.
मुक्ति पाउनु भएको छ भने छ.
But it's in death.
तर मृत्यु भित्र छ.
We don't enjoy the fullness.
त्यसैले यसको भरपूरी हामीले अनुभव गर्न सक्दैनौँ.
Because it's in death. Dwelling in death.
जीवन चाहिँ मृत्युमा बास गरिरहेको छ.
And the day will come when this mortal body, this dying body will be swallowed up.
एक दिन
अब लाइफ
आउनेछ जब यो मरणशील शरीर जो मर्दैछ त्यो चाहिँ जीवनद्वारा निलिनेछ.
I saw this thing recently. A man was fishing and he caught a shark, big shark.
हालसालै मैले देखेको कुरा, एउटा मान्छेले माछा मार्दै थियो अनि उसले एउटा शार्क, ठुलो शार्क माछा पक्रियो.
And he was reeling it in. Very happy.
उस एकदम खुशी भएर चाहिँ आफ्नो बल्छीलाई तान्दै थियो.
When you're fishing, you like to catch fish.
माछा मार्ने बेलामा त माछा पक्रन मन लाग्छ.
It was big.
ठुलो थियो यो.
Someone was taking video.
कसैले भिडियो लिँदै थियो.
And they were all laughing. Look at the big fish we caught.
उनीहरू हाँसिरहे थिए, कत्रो ठुलो माछा समात्यौँ.
Suddenly this big, huge fish came.
एक्कासी यो भयङ्कर ठुलो माछा,
500 pound whooper.
500 pound whooper माछा.
Swallowed the shark. Swallowed it.
अर्को ठुलो माछा आयो र त्यो अर्को ठुलो माछा एक्कासी आयो र शार्कलाई निलिदियो.
Swallowed it up.
स्वाटै निलिदियो.
Where's the shark? Gone.
कहाँ गयो शार्क? छैन.
That's what will happen.
त्यस्तै हुनेछ.
The mortal swallowed up in life.
मरणशील चाहिँ जीवनद्वारा निलिनेछ.
The old will be gone, totally gone. No more death.
त्यो पुरानो पुरै हट्नेछ, मृत्यु फेरि हुने छैन.
That has to do with the tree of life.
यो कुरा नै जीवनको रुखसँग.
See, life is a path.
जीवन चाहिँ एउटा बाटो हो.
It's a path. It's not one day, one step. It's a road.
जीवन चाहिँ एउटा मार्ग, एउटा बाटो हो. केवल
it's not one step or one thing. It's a path.
जीवन चाहिँ केवल एक कदम मात्र होइन, त्यो चाहिँ एउटा एक ठाउँमा बस्ने कुरा होइन, यो चाहिँ एउटा बाटो हो.
Look at Psalm 16:11.
भजन संग्रह 16:11 हेर्नुहोस्.
Psalm 16:11.
भजन संग्रह 16:11.
Takes us out to the tree of life, from here to the tree of life.
यो पदले हामीलाई यहाँबाट जीवनको रुखसम्म पुर्याउँछ.
Thou, Psalm 16:11.
भजन संग्रह 16:11.
Thou wilt show me the path of life, path. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
तपाईले मलाई जीवनको बाटो देखाउनुहुनेछ. तपाईँको उपस्थितिमा आनन्दको भरपुरी छ. तपाईँको दाहिने हातमा सदा सर्वदा सुख चयनहरू छन्.
That's the path of life.
यो चाहिँ जीवनको बाटो हो.
It starts when you're saved.
मुक्ति,
you get on that path.
जब मुक्ति पाइन्छ तब तपाईँ यो जीवनको बाटोमा हिँड्न थाल्नुहुन्छ.
But it's eternal, never ends.
तर यो अनन्त हो, यो कहिले टुङ्गिँदैन.
And it is all about the Lord's presence. His presence is fullness of joy. Do you have fullness of joy? Fullness. No, you don't. Only Jesus does. There's a lot of sorrow in this world that spoils the joy. When you're really sick, you don't have fullness of joy. You might have joy in the Lord some. We don't have the fullness of anything
yet.
We just have a little taste so far. And some have more than others, but it's only a little taste. Not fullness. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Do you have pleasures? You have a little bit. You eat dal bhat, isn't that pleasurable?
Dal bhat khanum.
You have a little takari with it.
Alikati tarkari misayapasi.
Get your taste buds going, that's pleasure.
Tapaiko jibro ko sabai swad chakhne yantra haru chalna
thalda. We have pleasure, we have lots of pleasure.
Hamisanga sukha chain haru, anand ko anubhuti haru cha.
Even in this body of death, in this sinful world.
Yo mrityu ko sharir ma, yo paap purna sansar ma samet cha. Anand ko anubhav.
But not much.
Tar dherai ta hoina.
We have a lot of trouble. We many times have more trouble than pleasures. This is not talking about that this is the end, this life is the end. This life is not the end.
Yes, listen. Yo, yehi jivan yehi nai ho bhanera batairheko haina. Yo nai jivan yehi nai ho, yo nai anta haina.
These things are eternal.
Yi kuraharu ta ananta kuraharu
hun. Life is a path.
Jivan.
And it increases in quality.
Yo chai gunatmak hisabale badhdai jancha.
And in the benefits.
Ani yesko upabhog garine kuraharu ma badhdai jancha.
And in the enjoyment of it.
Ani tesko anandko anubhuti ma badhdai jancha.
And that is true even in this short life.
Yehi choto jivan ma pani yo sanso anubhav huncha.
And you see old saints in the Lord who walked with the Lord a long time, and they have increased and increased in the benefits of life.
Ani tapaile chai विद्ध पवित्र जनहरु तपाई यदि भेट्नु भयो भने उनीहरु प्रभुमा बढेकोले उनीहरुले धेरै अनुभव धेरै उपलब्धिहरु पाएका छन् आत्मिक रूपमा.
You say, well, I have a lot of trouble.
तपाई भन्नुहुन्छ धेरै समस्या छ मलाई.
I'm groaning.
म त सुस्केर हाल्दैछु.
That's right. That's our experience in this body of death.
त्यो सही कुरा हो. मृत्युको शरीरमा अनुभव त्यस्तै हो.
Don't be surprised.
अचम्म नमान्नुस्.
Don't be confused. This life has hardly started. It's barely started. We need to look ahead. We need to have the long look. Life is a path. See, in this present life, the life of Christ is weak because of the flesh.
Yes, vardaman jivanma Christ.
Jesus said that. Matthew 26:41. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. In the midst of the olive trees. That's a very interesting tree. I've been studying olive trees. Very interesting tree. Very fruitful. And Jesus was there, and he was under great pressure. Before the cross, going to the cross.
Yeshu tya aunthyo ani cross ma janu agadi walai thulo chap ko anubhav bhairheko thiyo.
And this is what he said to his disciples there.
And wale apna chela harulai bhannu bhayeko kura yo ho.
Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26:41.
जागरहो र प्रार्थना गर कि तिमीहरू परीक्षामा नपर आत्मा साँच्चै तयार छ तर शरीर कमजोर छ
Yeah, that's our experience.
ठीक हाम्रो अनुभव
यस्तो You're saying the spirit is willing.
तपाईले मुक्ति पाउनु भएको छ भने आत्मा त इच्छुक छ.
You want to serve the Lord.
तपाई प्रभुको सेवा गर्न चाहनुहुन्छ.
You want everything that's right.
जे जे सही हो, ठीक हो त्यही चाहनुहुन्छ.
But the flesh is weak.
तर शरीर कमजोर छ.
The body of death.
मृत्युको शरीर.
That old sin nature.
पुरानो पाप स्वभाव छ.
So we don't have any fullness now.
त्यसले अहिले नै भरगुरी भन्ने कुरा त छँदै छैन.
But in the resurrection that mortality that flesh will be swallowed up in life.
तर बौरी उठाई मा चाहिँ त्यो मरणशील चाहिँ जीवन मान्नि लिने छ.
Christ's life Now listen to me.
अब सुन्नुस् है.
Christ's life is in us if we're saved, but it must be fed and it grows.
हामी मुक्ति पाएका छौ भने हामीसँग ख्रीष्टको जीवन छ. तर त्यसलाई खुवाउनु पर्छ र त्यो बढ्छ.
Jesus is bread that must be eaten.
येशु चाहिँ रोटी हुनुहुन्छ जो खाइनु पर्छ.
John 6:35.
योहन्ना 6:35.
John 6:35.
योहन्ना 6:35.
Jesus saith unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
अनि येशूले तिनीहरूलाई भन्नुभयो जीवनको रोटी म नै हुँ जो म कहाँ आउँछ ऊ कहिले भोकाउने छैन अनि जसले म माथि विश्वास गर्छ ऊ कहिले तिर्खाउने छैन
Bread of life.
जीवनको रोटी
So, he is life.
त्यसैले उहाँ जीवन हुनुहुन्छ
By coming to him you have life.
अनि उहाँका आउनु भएपछि तपाईँसँग जीवन हुन्छ
And if you have life by eating of him you increase life.
अनि तपाईँ उहाँलाई
You feed the life.
खाएर तपाईँ जीवनमा बढ्न थाल्नुहुन्छ
And this was symbolized in the tabernacle.
यो कुरालाई चाहिँ भेटु नेपालमा चित्रण गरिएको थियो
And the showbread was there 12 loaves.
त्यहाँ 12 वटा हाजिरीका रोटीहरू थिए
replaced every week.
हरेक हप्ता त्यसलाई फेरिन्थ्यो
And the priest ate it.
अनि पुजारीहरूले त्यो खान्थ्यो
That's Christ, the bread of life.
त्यो चाहिँ ख्रीष्ट हो जीवनको रोटी
We have life.
हामीसँग जीवन छ
But we have to eat the bread of life so that the life can grow.
तर हामीले चाहिँ जीवनको रोटी खानुपर्छ ताकि यो जीवन वृद्धि हुन सकोस्
That's a picture of the Lord's Supper.
अनि यो चाहिँ प्रभुभोजको चित्रण हो
We know that the bread is his body and the juice is his blood, but why do we eat it?
हामी थाहा छ त्यो रोटीले चाहिँ उहाँको शरीरलाई अनि त्यो अङ्गुरको रसले चाहिँ उहाँको रगतलाई देखाउँछ तर किन खान्छौँ त्यो
It's a picture of salvation. You come to Christ and believe in him and in a way eat him to have eternal life.
किनभने यो मुक्तिको चित्रण हो अनि हामी उहाँका जब आउँछौँ अनि जब हामी उहाँलाई खान्छौँ तब हामीसँग जीवन हुन्छ अनन्त जीवन
But then that's the way of the Christian life is continuing to feed upon Christ the bread.
तर साथसाथै त्यो चाहिँ क्रिश्चियन जीवनको पनि चित्रण हो किनभने हामी चाहिँ जीवनको रोटीलाई हामी खाइरहनु पर्छ र जीवनलाई खुवाउनु पर्छ
And the tree of life will be a part but the growth will not stop.
तर यो
in this life
तर हामी बढ्ने काम चाहिँ यही जीवनमा टुङ्गेर अन्त हुँदैन
it cannot because there's a tree there with fruit that we will eat
यो यही टुङ्गिन सक्दैन किनभने त्यहाँ जीवनको रुख एउटा फल भएको रुख छ जो हामी खानेछौँ
and so there will continue to be benefits that will feed the life
त्यसैले त्यहाँ त्यस्ता उपलब्धिहरू हुनेछन् जसको कारण चाहिँ हामीसँग भएको जीवनलाई चाहिँ त्यसले अझ पौष्टिक जीवन दिने
every overcomer will eat of this tree
किनभने जय पाउने प्रत्येक व्यक्तिले यो रुखबाट खानेछ
fruit in this present world gives great benefits
यस जीवनमा फलहरूले चाहिँ ठूलो उपलब्धिहरू दिन्छ
you don't know anything about sailing much not being by an ocean
समुद्रको नजिक नभएकोले तपाईहरूलाई चाहिँ यो जहाज को बारेमा धेरै थाहा छैन.
But to study about it, most of the world is ocean.
तर तपाईँले अध्ययन गर्न पर्छ किनभने अधिकांश संसार चाहिँ समुद्र छ.
And there was a great age of discovery when men went from Europe and sailed all over the world, discovered people that were already there.
त्यहाँ आविष्कार गर्ने एउटा भयङ्कर एउटा युग थियो जब मानिसहरू चाहिँ जहाजमा चढ्दै ठाउँ ठाउँमा गएर त्यहाँ आविष्कार गरे. त्यहाँ भएका मान्छेहरू त्यहीँ थिए पहिले, तर भर्खर भेट्टाए.
And in 1519, the first man, Magellan, sailed all the way around the world.
1519 सालमा चाहिँ पहिलो मान्छे हो मजेलन जो चाहिँ यो ऊ चाहिँ पृथ्वीको पुरै एक चक्कर मारे.
But it was very difficult.
तर एकदम गाह्रो थियो.
Because most of the sailors died.
किनभने धेरै जसो त्यो नाविहरू चाहिँ मरे.
They died.
उनीहरू मरे.
It was a long trip.
त्यो चाहिँ एकदम लामो यात्रा थियो.
And they started having this terrible disease.
उनीहरू कहाँ चाहिँ एउटा नराम्रो रोग देखा पर्न थाल्यो.
And their legs would swell up.
उनीहरूको खुट्टा सुन्निन थाल्थ्यो.
And their arms would get bruised and there were bruises on their body.
अनि हातमा चाहिँ घावै घाउ देखा पर्न थाल्यो शरीरमा पनि.
And their teeth would fall out and their gums were so painful they could not eat.
अनि उनीहरूको दाँतहरू त्यतिकै झर्न थाले अनि उनीहरूको यो गिजाहरू यति दुख्न थाल्यो कि उनीहरू खान पनि सकेन.
And they died.
अनि उनीहरू मरे.
And they threw them over in the ocean.
अनि उनीहरूलाई चाहिँ समुद्रमा फ्यालिदिए.
And they didn't know what was going on.
उनीहरूलाई थाहै थिएन किन यो भयो.
It's called scurvy.
यसलाई स्कर्वी भन्छ.
It's a disease.
यो चाहिँ रोग हो.
And from 1500 to 1800, about half of the sailors, long distance sailors, more than would die of that.
1500 सालदेखि 1800 सालहरूको बिचमा चाहिँ यसरी यात्रा गर्नेहरू नाभिहरूमा आधा भन्दा बढी यसरी मर्थे.
In just a few years, 7 years in the 1700s, in just 7 years, 133,000 British sailors died of scurvy.
1800 शताब्दीमा सिर्फ 700 वर्षको अवधिभित्रमा 133,000 नाभिहरू चाहिँ ब्रिटिस नेभीको नाभिहरू मरे.
In that time they only had 184,000 sailors. 133,000 of them died of scurvy.
184,000 जति मात्र उनीहरूको चाहिँ ती सिपाहीहरू थिए. 133,000 मरे.
Only about 200 died in fighting.
200 जना मात्रै लडाइँमा मरे.
The disease was killing all the sailors.
सबै यो रोगले नै मारिरहेको थियो नाभिहरूलाई, मार्दै थियो.
So what happened?
Ki bhayo?
They found out the cure and the reason for that disease.
Unharle yesko aushadhi patta laaye ra kina unharu mardai cha ko karan patta laaye.
Modern medicine is very wonderful.
Adhunik aushadhi bigyan chai ekdam ramro kura
cha. Given man a lot of wisdom these days in modern times.
Adhunik samay ma parmeshwar le manishar lai dherai buddhi dinu bhayeko cha.
Modern medicine is not perfect, but God has given men a lot of wisdom in these days that they never had before.
आधुनिक औषधि सिद्ध त छैन, तर पहिला भन्दा धेरै बुद्धि अहिले दिनुभएको छ.
And only in the last 100 years men have discovered about vitamins. Vitamins.
100 वर्ष मात्र भयो मानिसहरूले चाहिँ यो भिटामिनको बारेमा चाहिँ थाहा पाए.
Mainly in the 20th century.
विशेष गरी यो 20 शताब्दीमा.
They've learned that food has vitamins and that the body must have vitamins.
मैले थाहा पाए कि यो खाने कुरामा भिटामिन हुन्छ र शरीरलाई चाहिँ भिटामिन हुन्छ.
And there are many kinds of vitamins from many kinds of food.
अनि फरक फरक खाने कुराहरूबाट फरक फरक भिटामिनहरू पाइन्छ.
And they found that scurvy is, if you don't have vitamin C, just one thing, if you don't have that, you will get scurvy and die.
अनि उनीहरूले पत्ता लगाए कि भिटामिन सी, सिर्फ त्यो एउटा भिटामिन सी हामीले पाएन भने हामीलाई स्कर्वी रोग लाग्छ र हामी मर्छौँ.
And it's in oranges.
त्यो चाहिँ सुन्तलामा पाइन्छ.
And lemons and limes and papaya and strawberries. Full of vitamin C.
त्यो चाहिँ कागतीहरूमा, निबुहरूमा अनि मेवामा यो पाइन्छ. भिटामिन सीले भरपूर छ.
And you eat any of those fruits, you never get scurvy.
तपाईँले कुनै पनि फलफुल खानुहोस्, तपाईँलाई कहिले पनि स्कर्वी लाग्दैन.
Never.
कहिले लाग्दैन.
All you need is vitamin C.
सिर्फ भिटामिन सी चाहिन्छ.
Where's it come from?
कहाँ आउँछ?
Beautiful fruit.
त्यो सुन्दर फलफुलबाट.
What a benefit.
कति फाइदा छ.
here I'm on a ship and I have this scurvy starting to come upon me. And I eat an orange. And the scurvy goes away. What a wonderful fruit. All of the fruits are full of those benefits for man. Full of benefits. I had this heart problem and I've been studying that many fruits are very excellent for heart condition.
Hemanta
had a thyroid problem.
Thyroid ko samasya thiyo.
And the medicine did not cure it.
Ani aushadhi le niko parena.
Hope this is right. And he took coconut oil.
Ani wahale chai Narival ko tel linu bhayo.
Coconuts grow in Sri Lanka. He got the coconut oil from there.
Sri Lanka tya narival ko border huncha tya bata chai narival ko tel mangaunu bhayo.
He doesn't have any thyroid problem. Does that mean fruit will heal everything? No. We're under the wages of sin and we're going to die. So one way or the other, we are going to die. If somebody says, if you eat this, you will be healthy, they're lying.
यदि कसैले तपाईलाई भने यो खानु भयो भने तपाई स्वस्थ बन्नुहुन्छ भन्यो भने त्यो मान्छेले झुट बोल्दैछ.
Some things you can eat it will help you, but eventually you're going to get something and die.
कुनै कुरा खाएर तपाईलाई स्वस्थ लाभ हुन्छ तर एक न एक दिन तपाई मर्नुहुन्छ.
That's not because of a bad diet, that's because of sin.
त्यो चाहिँ खानकीमा केही कमी भएकोले होइन, त्यो चाहिँ पापको कारणले.
But God filled these fruits with benefits for man.
तर परमेश्वरले फलफूलहरुमा चाहिँ मान्छेको फाइदाको लागि भरिदिनु भएको कुराहरु.
Olive oil, it's such a healthy oil.
यो जैतुनको तेल चाहिँ यति स्वस्थ तेल छ.
And all the fruits. Olive is a fruit.
Ani zaitun pani euta phal ho.
Well, that's this life.
Aba yo jivan yo ho. Yesto
cha. And so we look in eternity and there's a tree with fruit.
Ani hamile chai ananta tira pratiksha garda herchau ra tya chai jivan ko ruksha phal
cha. And we don't know all the benefits because God has not told us.
Ani yesko faida haru sabai hamlai thaha chaina kinani parmeshwar le hamlai bhannu bhayeko
chha. So we can understand this.
Tara hamle bujhna sakchau.
I'm going to eat that fruit and there's going to be these amazing benefits that are going to come into my life because of that tree.
Ma tyo phal khane wala chu ra tyo phal khaeko hunale chai malai dherai faida haru hunechan tyas bata.
And I look forward to eating that tree.
Ani tyo rukh bata khana chai ma pratiksha garirheko chu.
Till then I'll eat mango.
Tyo napaye samma ma ya aap khane chu atho syau khane chu.
It's a real tree tyo in heaven today.
Vastavik rukh ho jo swarga ma cha.
But there's a tree of life in this present world.
Tara yas jivan yo vartaman sansar ma pani jivan ko rukh euta cha.
The tree of life in this present world.
यो वर्तमान संसारमा जीवन जीवनको रुख छ.
It's mentioned many times in Proverbs.
त्यो चाहिँ हितोपदेशमा धेरै पटक उल्लेख गरिएको छ.
Look at this tree of life in this present world.
यो वर्तमान संसारमै रहेको जीवन.
Proverbs 3:13.
हितोपदेश 3 को 13.
Here's the tree of life.
And jivan ko rukh ulekh cha.
Verse 18.
18 padma.
She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that retaineth her. And verse 13 says, that's wisdom.
Tinko 18 ma jasle uslai pakrancha tiniharuka nimti u jivan ko rukh ho ani jasle uslai afusita samali rakhchan tiniharu dhanya ka hun. अनि 13 पदले बताउँछ त्यो चाहिँ बुद्धि हो.
So the context is wisdom.
त्यसैले यो सन्दर्भ चाहिँ बुद्धि हो.
She is a tree of life to them that lay hold on her.
तिनलाई पक्रने को निम्ति चाहिँ तिनी जीवनको रुख हो.
And that is the word of God.
अनि त्यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको वचनको कुरा हो.
So tree of life.
यो जीवनको रुख हो.
When you have Christ and you have life, then wisdom is the tree of life in this present world.
जब तपाईसँग क्रिस्ट हुन्छ र तपाईँसँग जीवन हुन्छ, तब बुद्धि चाहिँ यस वर्तमान संसारमै तपाईँको लागि जीवनको रूप हुन्छ.
And it's full of, that wisdom is full of blessings and benefits.
अनि बुद्धि
चाहिँ फ्रुट,
एउटा फलफुलमा जस्तै थुप्रै फाइदाहरूको भरपुरीले भरिएको
हुन्छ.
बुद्धि,
it's so full, it's like fruit, it's full,
यति
tasty, benefits.
बुद्धि चाहिँ फलफुल जस्तो यति स्वादिलो छ.
I remember as a new Christian, I heard a preacher.
नयाँ क्रिश्चियन हुँदा एउटा प्रचारकको प्रचार सुने.
And he said, you should read a chapter of Proverbs every day.
मैले भन्नुभयो हरेक दिन हितोपदेशको एक अध्याय पढ्नु.
And I started that habit then.
त्यो बानी मैले त्यही बेला सुरु गरेँ.
And many years I did that.
धेरै वर्षमा मैले त्यो गरेँ.
Because I wanted wisdom.
किनभने म बुद्धि प्राप्त गर्न
चाहन्थेँ. I didn't have wisdom, I wanted wisdom.
मसँग बुद्धि थिएन, म बुद्धि खोज्न चाहन्थेँ.
And I found that it was a tree of life.
अनि मैले थाहा पाएँ यो पत्ता लायो जीवनको रूप.
Like a delicious mango.
यो चाहिँ एकदम मिठो आँप जस्तो रहेछ.
Delicious vitamins.
एकदम मिठो छ, भिटामिनले भरपूर छ.
So many wonderful things there.
कति उदेकका कुराहरू छन् त्यसमा.
Every kind of fruit is here. This is spiritual fruit.
सबै किसिमका फलफुलहरू यसमा छन्. यो चाहिँ आत्मिक फलफुल हो.
I hope you'll understand that and fall in love with God's word.
म चाहिँ आशा गर्छु तपाईँले यो कुरा बुझेर तपाईँ चाहिँ परमेश्वरको वचनलाई परमेश्वरको वचन को प्रेममा फस्नुहुन्छ.
It's a tree of life.
यो चाहिँ जीवनको रुख हो.
If you have life, then it feeds that life. It's fruit from a tree of life.
तपाईँसँग जीवन छ भने यसले तपाईँको जीवनलाई झन् झन् पौष्टिक खुवाउँछ.
Proverbs 11:30, another tree of life.
हितोपदेश 11:30 त्यहाँ अर्को जीवनको रुख छ.
Proverbs 11:30.
हितोपदेश 11:30.
The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise.
धर्मी जनको फल जीवनको रुख हो, अनि जसले आत्माहरू जित्छ ऊ बुद्धिमान हो.
And so the fruit in the Christian life is a tree of life.
त्यसैले क्रिश्चियन जीवनमा भएको फल चाहिँ जीवनको रुख हो.
And every believer is an ambassador for Christ.
प्रत्येक विश्वासी ख्रीष्टको निम्ति राजदूत हो.
And we work together.
अनि हामी सँगै मिलेर काम गर्छौं.
And we rejoice together.
अनि सँगै मिलेर हामी चाहिँ आनन्द गर्छौं.
And it's a tree of life.
अनि यो जीवनको रुख हो.
And I when we see someone saved, it's just such a great blessing to everyone.
जब कसैले त्यहाँ मुक्ति पाएको देख्छौं, त्यो चाहिँ यति ठूलो आशिष हुन्छ, सबैको लागि हुन्छ.
And I talk to Pradesh and he says, this is what's happening in the Dhyangad or here and there, and he says, well, somebody got saved, and that's such a blessing.
अनि अनि जब मैले सुने कि त्यहाँ एक ठाउँ ठाउँमा मुक्ति पाइरहेको छ व्यक्तिहरूले भनेर सुन्दाखेरि चाहिँ म यति खुसी भएँ. हुन त म चिन्दा पनि चिन्दैन उनीहरूलाई.
And it's a tree of life.
अनि यो जीवनको रुख हो.
It's like sweet fruit.
यो चाहिँ मिठो फल जस्तो.
And it feeds the life that we have in Christ.
अनि यसले चाहिँ ख्रीष्टमा भएको हाम्रो जीवनलाई खुवाउँछ.
Like talking to Charlie this week and he tells me about this woman that is like a Lydia in the Solomon Islands and she came to Christ
just the,
when they were out witnessing.
Charlie sang kura gardai thie ma yo sapta ra waha ko kura sune maile chai Solomon Island ma tya susma sunaudai garda kiri tya mukti paune euta stri thiyo Lydia jastai thiyo bhanne kura sunyo.
And they all rejoicing
and sabai jana khushi bhairheko
chha because that one woman,
kinabhane euta stri,
just one woman,
euta stri.
But it was such a blessing and such a tree of life to their Christian life.
रित्रो ठुलो आशिष थियो. यो चाहिँ उनीहरुको क्रिश्चियन जीवनको लागि जीवनको रुखको फल जस्तो थियो.
And last night I met a woman that had 7 demons before, like a Mary Magdalene, and now she's saved.
अनि हिजो यहाँ चाहिँ दुष्ट आत्मा पहिला भएको एउटा स्त्रीलाई भेटे, मरी मग्दलिनीको जस्तो, र अहिले चाहिँ उहाँले मुक्ति पाउनु भएको छ.
And it's a great blessing to see the power of God in people's lives.
परमेश्वरको सामर्थ्य मानिसको जीवनमा देख्नु चाहिँ ठूलो जीवनको रुख हो.
We need to be busy in that.
हामी यो काममा व्यस्त रहनु पर्छ.
Tree of life. Proverbs 13:12.
हितोपदेश 14:12. जीवनको रुख.
Here's another. Right. Hope 13:12.
13:12.
Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life.
हितोपदेश 13:12 आशाको समय लम्बिएर जाँदा हृदय बिरामी हुन्छ तर चाहना पूरा हुनु चाहिँ जीवनको रुख हो.
Desire comes. Answer to prayer.
चाहना पूरा हुनु यो प्रार्थनाको जवाफको कुरा हो.
You pray, and then God answers.
अनि प्रार्थना गर्नुहुन्छ अनि गरेको गरेको हुनुहुन्छ अनि परमेश्वरले एक दिन जवाफ दिनुहुन्छ.
It is such a huge blessing.
अनि यो ठुलो यति ठुलो आशिष हुन्छ.
And it feeds the life, and it's like fruit.
त्यसले चाहिँ हाम्रो क्रिश्चियन जीवनलाई चाहिँ खुवाउँछ. यो फल खाए जस्तै हुन्छ.
I talked to someone, they had a prayer meeting every Wednesday at their house, and I said, "Do you get answers to your prayers?"
कसैसँग कुरा गर्दै थिएँ हरेक बिहिबार उनीहरूको घरमा चाहिँ त्यहाँ प्रार्थना को लागि जुट्ने गर्छ अनि मैले सोधेँ प्रार्थनाको उत्तरहरू पाउनु भएको छ कि छैन.
उनीहरूले
भने
त्यो
ज्यादै दुःख लाग्दो हो.
We need to have answers to prayer. God wants to hear our prayers. For say.
हामीले त प्रार्थनाको जवाफ पाउनु पर्छ. परमेश्वरले हाम्रो प्रार्थना सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ हाम्रो.
We need to pray and God will answer it. It's great. It's a tree of life.
हामीले प्रार्थना गर्नुपर्छ र परमेश्वरले जवाफ दिनुहुन्छ र यो चाहिँ जीवनको रुख हुन्छ.
Proverbs 15:4.
हितोपदेश 15:4.
15:4.
15:4.
A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. But perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit.
स्वस्थ जिब्रो जीवनको रुख हो तर त्यसमा भएको टेढापन चाहिँ आत्मालाई तोड्ने कुरा हो.
Tree of life, the tongue, the wholesome tongue.
एउटा स्वस्थ जिब्रो जीवनको रुख हो.
That's what we need.
हामीलाई चाहिएको यस्तै हो.
It's a tree of life.
यो जीवनको रुख हो.
Tongue has power.
जिब्रोमा शक्ति छ.
Right words.
सही शब्दहरू.
True words.
साँचो शब्दहरू.
Helpful words.
सहायक शब्दहरू.
Teaching words.
शिक्षा दिने शब्दहरू.
Hebrews 5 says everyone should be a teacher of the word of God. Teaching words.
हिब्रू 5 ले भन्छ हरेक विश्वासी चाहिँ शिक्षक हुनु पर्छ. सिकाउने शब्दहरू वचनहरू.
Words of counsel. Good counsel.
सल्लाहका असल वचनहरू.
Proverbs 27:9.
हितोपदेश 27:9.
Comforting words.
Santona dine shabdaharu.
1 Thessalonians
5:11. 5:11.
Restoring words. Galatians 6:1.
Ani punarsthapana garaune shabdaharu. Galatians Galati 6:1.
Exhorting words.
Ani
Hebrews 10:25.
Hebrews 10:25 arti ka shabdaharu.
Come into church to exhort one another.
Mandalima किन आउने भने एकअर्कालाई अर्ति दिनलाई आउने.
Thinking about the brethren, how can be I be a blessing? How can be a help?
अरू दाजुहरूको बारेमा सोचिरहने कसरी म सहायक हुन सक्छु कसरी म उनीहरूको लागि आशिष बन्न सक्छु.
Rebuking words.
हप्काउने शब्दहरू.
Revelation 3:19. Jesus said, "Those I love, I rebuke."
प्रकाश 3:19 जसलाई म प्रेम गर्दछु म उनीहरूलाई हप्काउँछु.
Tree of life, wholesome words, tree of life.
जीवनको रुख यो स्वस्थ
तर
कति शक्तिशाली हुन्छ जब त्यहाँ असल
शब्दहरू त्यसैले
यही वर्तमान जीवनमा पनि जीवनको रुखहरू छ.
Well, I look forward to eating that fruit.
अब त्यो फल खानको लागि चाहिँ म प्रतीक्षा गरिरहेको छु.
I do love fruit.
मलाई फलफूल मन पर्छ.
I do love fruit. Do you like fruit?
मलाई फलफूल मन पर्छ. तपाईहरुलाई फलफूल मन पर्छ? मलाई मन पर्छ.
It's one of God's great gifts of love to man.
परमेश्वरको प्रेमको एकदम असल एउटा उपहार हो.
But the best tree is not here.
तर सर्वोत्तम रुख यहाँ छैन.
One day mortality will be swallowed up in life.
एक दिन मरणशील चाहिँ जीवनले निलिने छ.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints. Someone preached that today.
परम प्रभुको दृष्टिमा
yeah.
पवित्र जनहरूको मृत्यु अनमोल छ.
And that's because that mortality will be swallowed up in life.
यसको कारण यो हो किनभने त्यो मरणशील चाहिँ जीवनमा निले नै छ.
We hold on to this life.
हामी चाहिँ यो जीवनलाई पक्रेर बसिरहन्छौँ.
But there's a better life.
तर यो भन्दा राम्रो जीवन छ.
Mortality swallowed up in life. It's a beautiful picture.
मरणशील चाहिँ जीवनले निले नै छ. कति सुन्दर.
So groaning dead body will be gone.
यो पुरानो बुढो मरिरहेको मरणशील शरीर चाहिँ जानेछ.
Are you the overcomer?
के तपाईँ जय पाउने वाला हुनुहुन्छ?
You'll never see this tree.
यदि तपाईँ हुनुहुन्न भने तपाईँले कहिले देख्नु हुने छैन यो रुखलाई.
You'll never see that river.
त्यो नदी तपाईँले देख्नु हुने छैन.
You'll never smell the flowers.
त्यो फूलहरू तपाईँले बास्न लिन सक्नुहुने छैन.
You'll never taste that fruit.
कहिले त्यो फलको स्वाद पाउनुहुने छैन.
Inhale. The rich man said, "Oh, just a cup of just a little water for my tongue."
यो नरकको आगोमा त्यो धनी मानिसले उले भन्यो एक थोपा पानी मेरो जिब्रोलाई शीतल
पार्छ. He didn't ask for fruit, he just asked for a little water.
उसले फलफूल मागेन, उसले एक थोपा पानी माग्यो.
But there's no water in hell.
तर त्यहाँ नरकमा पानी हुने
छैन. There's no tree of life.
त्यहाँ जीवनको रुख छैन नरकमा.
Are you the overcomer?
के तपाईँ जय पाउने व्यक्ति हुनुहुन्छ?
Let's pray.
हामी प्रार्थना गरौँ.